Tiernasau from Ireland, ScottishSovereignsOnTheLand.ning.com. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are on this spinning blue globe. Here we are. It's 2015. It's 15:05 PST here in Scotland. Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, where are we? It's the end of April. Jeez. The 26th of April, 2015. And we're still here spinning on the globe. Clinging on for dear life, as well as being pushed down by what seems to be even more intense gravitational fields. Or are they? Are we getting lighter? I don't know. Are things changing? Who knows what's going on? I think that's what I'd like to talk about. One of the reasons that I've got this show, that I do this thing, is because I knew things were going to be changing, and I just wanted to be able to, kind of, just like a lot of English people do, just to state the obvious. I mean, it's really like the stuff, yeah, things are strange, the atmosphere is weird, you know, weather's changing, all the world is changing, and there seems to be more violence and all of this stuff. And, yep, that's good. And, and everything seems to be changing under our feet, almost quite literally. And I think later on in the evening we'll be doing some work for the victims of the Nepal earthquake that happened early this morning. As the earth changes, we see these things happening. I believe the earth is expanding. And what that means is that the plate that India is on is like a kind of, it's a little bit like, I see it like a Ninja Turtles belt flap or something like that, but it's like, imagine the earth expands like a pudding, like a haggis, or a plum pudding. As you boil the thing, it expands slowly, and the skin that's around it stretches and tears. But also the skin is hard, unlike the haggis. And what happens is that the curvature that originally occurred is now no longer appropriate to the size of the sphere that it's sitting on, and so it will come under pressure, and it will kind of become like a knuckle, and it will ripple up. And that's what we call mountain ranges. And so India is like a kind of flap that is hanging off the edge of the Asian continent. So it's not really kind of drifting in. It's because it's two pieces that are being raised independently either side. And so where the Himalayas are is the point where those two pressure zones meet. It's like the point of a pair of scissors or a pair of pliers where the curvatures meet, which is why pressure is applied there. And when the earth expands, that's where you get that's the crumple zone, as it were, of the earth. So and this is one of the reasons that the earth is changing. One of the changes is it's expanding, yeah, and it's expanding in a same sort of catastrophic way rather than a kind of smooth, very gradual way, it seems. And perhaps this is all being loosened up because the thing is warming up, everything is warming up, the planet's warming up, all the planets are warming up. The NASA data, even though that we can't really trust NASA, the NASA data proves that all the planets in the solar system are heating up and changing. So it's not just us, and it's not just because of cars. What a ridiculous idea. That's just to tax us. That's just a silly tax. So we've got the Earth very, very slowly expanding, and, you know, again, I'm going to prove it. I can give you places where proof occurs. Let's put it that way. In the 1960s, the military started sending up satellites, and it wasn't just to relay TV. One of them was location positioning, which is nowadays called GPS, the Global Positioning System. And back in the days when I was working with it, which is 1999 and 1998, I was doing digital cartography for estate management in here in northern Scotland, and it was quite cool what we were doing, except today Google Maps does it like you know, this guy paid me thousands over an 18-month period to write this software, and it was really cool in its day. And it had the maps, and you could zoom across the maps, and it was just like what Google Maps does, probably a lot more limited. But what it did is that when you clicked on the house in the position, it would then bring you into the database, and then you would be able to, you know, address the different parts of the house, which were all listed in the database. So it was a very quick way for the estate managers to geographically organize their things. So say they wanted to cut down a piece of forest that would affect a series of houses, which were they were able to very easily see which houses would be affected by which piece of forest they wanted to cut down, and how the light would affect it, and things like that. Another thing that you could do is if you had a piece of forest, you could these are plantation forests. This is not natural forests. They're not like rainforests or anything. These are plantations that, and that's what estates do. You know, they've got lots of land, so they sell they grow trees and sell the wood, and they also grow wildlife, or, you know, sort of a, what do they call it, game. It's called game because it's, you know, they then charge people many thousands. They charge rich people many thousands to come up and kill things on their estates, and that's the way they live around here. I'm afraid it's a second world country. it's feudal. So that's the way it lives. That's the way people live, and it's also, you know, it's feudal, and it's the whole very monarchical kind of thing. But somehow they're able to leave me alone, at least for the moment. So, yes, oh my gosh. Yes, lots of questions. Lots of questions. We are, tonight I was going to just have a chat with people, actually. I know that there's some new people coming in, and I just want to say welcome. Imagine that you're sitting around a campfire with us. Everybody's got their dogs and their wolves and all their, you know, accoutrement, and some people are passing things around, and bottles of stuff and soup and biscuits and tea. And anyway, it's a very convivial atmosphere. I've just tried to we've had some issues this year with the chat room and the chat player and everything, and every time people go in there it crashes their browser and things like that. So I've got a new chat room that I've created, what I'd like you to do is to go to www.wolfspiritradio.com/listen. Yes, that's simple. And when you're there, you can see the other people here. And I'm in there as Wolf Spirit host. And there's Hagatha. That's Colleen. She's my number one producer. And Shungite Nancy is Nancy Hopkins. Again, my assistant and producer. And whoops, there goes my... I'm going to have to put the thing in a place where it doesn't fall over. Sometimes it doesn't quite balance. Anyway, this is my 2001 monolith that I have. it stands there black and opaque and full of stars and, what's that word, enigmatic. That's right, it's enigmatic. It's like that thing on the Led Zeppelin album, Presence. That's a great album. Maybe I'll play some tracks later. So, if you'd like to come and talk to me, there's loads of things that are going on. As Cindy was saying in her last show, the energies. I mean, what's going on with the energies? For myself personally, my own journey is that I've rediscovered a whole bunch of injuries that I thought I'd forgotten of. Everything hurts. It's just so painful. Actually, a couple of days ago, I took some aspirin. I thought, oh, that's nice. That feels better. You know, I can understand. Addicts now. So anyway, so I'm just going to drink some tea, which is ice cold. So. Kind of put that one back there. Don't want that anymore. I've got another one on the stove later. So, here on Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio, we've got some new shows that I'm looking to kind of consolidate as much as I can into the kind of Sunday Monday slot. Colleen Kelly is running the sort of Tuesday Wednesday slot. If anybody is interested in producing radio and working with us to promote some very new and very excellent, grounded, truthful people who can help people through this very turbulent time that we're going through. The main thing, basically, is not to freak out, because there is going to be surprises. I think the thing is to learn not to be freaked out by surprises. It's just like, oh, that's surprising. it's a bit like, imagine if you lived in the Star Trek or Stargate universe where all kinds of crap. You step through a door, you step out the transporter beam, and you have no idea what you're going to step into. Or like that Quantum Leap fellow. It's all very random what might happen. For instance, I had a phone call this afternoon from a very nice lady in Arkansas. And after a while, I was saying to her, you live above a portal, don't you? And she said, yeah. And I noticed that all the crystals that are sitting on my mixing desk in front of me, the radio station, I've got like, there's a big fat wide one, there's a long thin one, there's a couple of, I can't remember what this is, it looks like an angel. Anyway, it's beautiful. And they all started sparkling at me. And I'm like, what the heck's going on? And I walk into my kitchen, and in my kitchen I've got a bowl of little crystals. Lots of them. They're for, I have them for making things. If you are interested in some of my things, have a look at my website, everbeyondradio.com, and under there's products, crystal products and things. And I've got a bowl of crystals. And I'm just kind of standing there. I realize this whole bowl is sparkling and glittering at me. It's like, what the heck has happened? But I just had this conversation with a person, and this energy comes flying through. So maybe she'll call in another time. But it's nice to talk to you. Hopefully, I have spoken to one or two people who I asked if they would like to come on the show, and so far we haven't heard from them. But they may be there. They may be there. So yeah, how not to freak out. I think Wolf Spirit Radio is really like how not to freak out during the next few years, because the next few years are going to be even weirder than the last few years. And you thought the last few years were weird. It's going to get exponentially weird. As weird as it was last year, will be it'll be as weird from now in about a month or something. You know, it just accelerates and accelerates until we come to a point when we get used to the weirdness and start riding it. At which point you realize that the weirdness is all coming from inside you, and that basically the weirdness comes as a result of you freaking out. You see, this is the thing about not freaking out. If you stop freaking out, you'll realize that the weirdness actually stops. And what happens is that then the world starts moving your way. Because instead of being retroactive, saying, oh, the world is doing this with it, you then realize, ah, I can stop this shopping trolley. I can turn it around and push it the other way. And it's about as difficult as turning a shopping trolley around the other way when it's going. It's, you know, you have momentum. It does, your life has a momentum, and your thoughts have a particular gravity. They have weight. They have, mass, in a way. They are mass objects in a mass, in a thought universe. You know, in the thought universe, which is like several octaves above ours, or several octaves more finer grained, several octaves more HD, several octaves more tinier pixels. And in those tinier pixels, that's where thoughts exist as structures, as like crystalline entities with multiple facets, each interfacing with each person's reality. And thoughts are things, I believe, that have people. Not the other way around. That a thought can exist before you and out with you. And that we entertain thoughts, don't we? We are able to entertain thoughts without taking them on and becoming them or this and that. Aha. Look at this. Hello, hello. I hear an English telephone here. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
This is Nikki, who's that?
This is JP.
Oh, JP, hi.
Good evening.
I wasn't expecting just a hello. I was expecting Wall Street Radio, blah 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 blah.
Oh right, no, you come on. Yeah, you're directly on there. Can I call you on Skype? Have you got? Is it any better on Skype?
You can contact me on Skype.
Yeah, because we're getting.
Hang on then. No, can I contact you?
It's all right. I'll call you.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Okay, bye.
So, there we go. Let's see what happens, rather than her paying all that money to call Edinburgh. So, yes, indeed. Arkansas has the second fastest quartz vein in the world, but it's the first in clearness. Three of the five Atlantean huge crystals have been hidden inside the quartz fields in the mountains and below them. Hello, hello. Oh, internet connection problem.
Hello.
Okay, you need to turn off your player. There we go. That's better. Oh no, you still haven't turned on the player.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah. Just kill your page.
Okay.
Just kill your page.
Okay.
Can you hear me now, JP?
Yes, I hear you clearly, and I hear us having our previous conversation that's now coming through your. No, it's stopped now. That's good. Nikki Griffiths, I didn't want to introduce you before we were able to connect. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Ever Beyond, which is my...
Well, we haven't actually spoken before, have we?
We've never spoken before. I've never spoken to this woman in my life. Honest, officer. Anyway, not in this life, as we say. I met you on the Connecting Consciousness page, and...
I thought I would ring and ask you a few questions.
Yes.
Good, yeah.
Yes. Now, why are we getting some echo?
I don't know. Maybe actually, it might be me.
Oh, do you have a TV in the background or something?
No. I'm just...
There we go. It's often the case that we, you know.
How does that sound?
That's much better. I just want to get you close to the mic. That's the best thing. As close as we can, and get you nice and clear. So, Nikki. So I met you on the Connecting Consciousness page, and you've been posting loads and loads of things. And I thought, I bet she's got a story to tell. So I thought, well, let's get you on the show and just have a chat and talk about stuff.
Well, I thought I would ask you about the Leviton generator that you made, because I'm curious as to what it is.
Right, okay. So what I'm hearing is that you've still got the player on.
I've got what player? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you need to switch to press the play or the pause button.
I told you I'd
see me.
Yeah, bear with me a minute.
Yeah, I'll bear. I'm bearing. Actually, I need a cup of tea. Where is that cup of tea? I'm going to put on a 1 minute... I'm going to just put on the call-in numbers so that if anybody wants to call in as well, let me just put that on and you can get yourself together.
Wolf Spirit Radio in Britain on 0141... 356-4141. That's 0141 356-4141. And in America, 775-773-3431. 775-773-3431. On Skype, it's Wolf Spirit Radio. Welcome to Wolf Spirit Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Wolf Spirit Radio. And those are the numbers you can call into. They're also written on the wolfspiritradio.com website. I've just created a new listening page on wolfspiritradio.com/listen. It'll have all your good friends there. And there's a nice building up chat room. It's lovely to speak to you all. I'm sure a lot of people are in anticipation of Simon Parks's first show, which will be next Sunday. I run a block of shows from 7 p.m. here in the UK until 5 a.m. And we have some of the leading edge thought in healing and in crystals and all sorts of things the beyond the normal, not just the paranormal, but beyond the paranormal even. So, we've been speaking about we were talking about Glastonbury earlier. So this is where we came in, and I thought, oh yeah, I lived in Glastonbury, and I said, oh yeah, and I did various things there, and one of them was to make pyramids, as you do in Glastonbury, and. I built a. It was a particular. It needed to be exact, right? You know, so I did a lot of research. I researched the, and this is before the internet as well. It was about 20 years ago, and making. They were made from bronze rods, and we were welding them to the brazing them the ends right. Together. Tricky stuff, very skill, you know, it takes a lot of skill. And I made a load of them, and my task was to produce a Leviton generator. Okay, so what is a Leviton generator? So first of all, we've got to look at the pyramid itself, which is the component of it. And the pyramid is 9 inches. Those of us who work in inches, if you're going to millimeters, it's 230 millimeters, if I remember correctly. 230, yes, that's right. It's 230 millimeters, and the arm length, you know, the side of the pyramid, they were 217. And I did all the mathematical calculations and all that to get the exact thing, and made them very, get a jig and made them for us precisely, so I could almost mass produce these little things. Anyway, so what you then do, then you take 7 of these and you lay them all in a row and you solder them together. Okay, so you got that? 7 pyramids in a row.
I got that.
Yep. Okay, and then on the two either side. Okay, so it like forming a cross, like a almost like a T cross, but very up the top. You have 2 more pyramids either side, like a T, like T bar. And then what you do is you take piano wire, which is the piano strings, and you run a piano wire down the back and a piano wire down the front, and you bow the thing. So it bows like a satellite dish. Okay, so what you then have is that from the bottom of each pyramid is a beam. And so you've got 7 beams that focus into one place. You see that? It's like a lens.
Like a prism.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So what that does, and it was quite incredible because my girlfriend at the time...
And you use it for...
Well, what... what this is, as I said, it's a Leviton generator, and you'll hear what I'm. I'll just finish it. So the thing is, I was building this thing, right? And I was told it was a Leviton generator. I knew nonetheless. What the heck's a Leviton? But I soon found out, because once I'd built the thing, and I was made to build 4 of them. So I made the first one. And my girlfriend at the time walked into the place where I was working, and she walked straight into the path of this beam. And she said to me, and she says she's dense and she doesn't get any of this stuff, but anyway, she really is very, very, really quite sensitive. And she walked straight into the beam. Didn't see anything. She just walked straight in front of this thing, straight into the beam, and said, "Oh my God, I feel like jumping for joy." And that is what a Leviton generator does.
No way. Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So, do you make them and sell them, JP?
No, that's what I did when I was in Glastonbury. I don't have the workshop space and the oxyacetylene torturer start to make these things. But this was one of my little experiences of like building truly working parallel dimensional equipment, higher dimensional equipment. Who would have thought that you could do that with multiple pyramids? So then, and then this was to build a system, and what this was to do was to help my my spiritual teacher battle against demons, right? And I think I can probably safely.
I got totally disconnected from you there, so I've missed a lot.
Yeah, you're getting a bit. You're a bit choppy.
Conversation, I'm afraid.
You're a bit choppy. Let me just reconnect to you, okay? Oh yeah. There we go. There you are. Are you on Wi-Fi? Nikki. Hello. Hi.
Hi, sorry, got totally disconnected for the last few minutes.
Yes, I understand. Are you on Wi-Fi?
I missed what you were saying.
I know. Are you on Wi-Fi?
You there, JP?
Yes. Yes, are you on Wi-Fi?
Sorry. I am, yeah.
Yeah, could you move closer to your router?
Oh, okay.
Or turn around so that your computer is between you, is not between you and the router. Or rather, is that you're not in the way between your computer and your router.
I'm just moving location.
Oh, that you're sounding a lot better even now. Thud.
Yeah. I've moved location. I couldn't get any closer to the router, that's for sure.
Right. Okay, well, that's a much better environment as well for the microphone, so that's lovely. So, well, anyway, what I was saying, where was I? I was talking about the seven pyramids in a line made into a bow and then focused like a satellite beam, and then my girlfriend was jumping up and down.
Yeah, you got some point.
And then...
Yeah, so you got
Okay, so, well, anyway, so what it was for, my spiritual teacher.
I just wondered if you actually made them
and... Oh, right, and I don't make them anymore, no, because I don't have the equipment. But if anybody wants the details of how to make these things, you could make a pretty penny, because there's only really one other company making decent head pyramids. And a head pyramid is a great thing. I don't even know. I know that Rob Potter's making. He sent me them, and they seem to be the design that was created by Fred Bell of Pyridyne. But anyway, yeah. I mean,
does it give out negative ions?
Well, a pyramid is a very, very useful thing to have around. You can sit it on your head because it's just the right size to fit on your head. And it keeps your thoughts connected.
JP, my husband already thinks like that.
I know. That's the problem. Because when you walk around with pyramids on your head, you look like a nutter. That's why you do it in private. Right? They arrive in plain brown boxes. these 9-inch pyramids can be used like singly, you know.
Ooh, it does sound really interesting, yeah.
So, you know, it would be a good business if you know somebody who can do welding. And there's lots of engineering boys who could easily knock these things up. Easily.
So, have you got a picture of yours? Have you still got it?
Yeah, there's one on my website. Under products, I think meditation pyramids or something. But the main one that I build. All right, so here's the system that I built for my teacher at the time. Other people have built other systems since, but the one we made was, you know, it was like a kind of crude prototype thing, and these got much better ones now. But we were working them up. The first thing was a big pyramid, right? This big pyramid was one you could sit inside. And at the corners were octagons. So it was like a big pyramid, 7'6" wide. That's nearly 2.5 meters. 7'6" wide, and at the corner of each corner were octagons. So it's like two pyramids back to back. So it looks a bit like a little like a spaceship.
Okay.
It's like, you know, like a kind of square spaceship thing. And then on top of that, there was a capstone, which was made of copper. And then on top of that was another four pyramids. Four pyramids that were arranged in a square, and then another one on top. So it's five pyramids arranged like a kind of... It's like five pyramids. Yeah. And the purpose of all of this...
Yeah, because there's a shopping or a therapy centre in Glastonbury.
That's the place.
That has a huge... Yeah, they've got like a metatron.
Yeah, you're breaking up again.
You're meant to lie underneath it.
That's it. Yeah, I used to
build... I've never actually done it.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Try it. As I said, that's the ones that I was working on the prototypes 20 years ago.
Right.
And, go ahead.
I'll book up an appointment then.
But, yeah, it's... you're terribly broken
up. Buzzed by it. That sounds good to me. Yeah.
Yeah. So so that's what a Leviton generator is, and the again. You've disappeared.
Yeah. Well,
you disappeared, Nikki.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why. I'm in the best place I can be, to be honest.
That's funny. It's kind of like you're...
Yeah, I'll have to make an appointment. Can you hear me, Jay?
Yes, I can still hear you. Yeah, come and maybe we could... you could call... you're on a landline. Can you call landlines?
I can, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we could try doing a landline conversation. But it's... yeah, so Glastonbury is that place in Glastonbury. If you want to have a great experience, you can go there and you listen to this music, which is, it's all bingity bonga, you know, it's Tibetan bells, drums, Native American drums, cool stuff, and it kicks your spiritual butt, as they say.
Yeah, I have thought about it a few times when I've walked by, and you know. I've never got round to it yet, but I'm definitely, now you've sort of said about that, I think I'll go and try it, and then I'll let you know how I've got on.
Excellent. So we've been as I said, the Connecting Consciousness page, and you've been posting all sorts of interesting things, and what's your connection? What's your star origin and things?
Interesting topics going on there. I've got three soul overlays. So I have Sirian, which is my higher human element. Then I am Mantid also, and I'm Reptilian as well.
All right. So a Sirian Mantid hybrid, Reptilian. And what are you doing here then? Don't get many of you around here.
Three soul overlays, yeah. Which is interesting. What is my mission? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, do I really want to say? Might scare people off, you see.
Look, we're used to weird here. This is the new normal.
Okay.
Actually, this is the new weird. Weird is the new normal, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah. My reptilian overlay is actually Draco, Alpha Draconis. So I'm connected with the Draconis reptilians. And it seems that I'm trying to influence and change their, who they are, how they are, if you like, how they think. So I suppose it's trying to change their belief systems, because obviously they're just totally wrapped up and deep down in dogma. So, but of course with them being a hive consciousness, and it's either they have to change or they will destroy themselves. But that decision, I believe, is just down to the king himself, King Draconis. So if he decides that he's going to go for deletion, then he takes the whole race with them.
All right.
Yeah, which is not good, huh?
That's it's a little extreme. And I think that's the problem, you know. Like, we can look at the Klingons. You know, it's like mellow out, man. Just chill.
Well,
we lost you again.
Yeah. Well, it's I get really of you. You got me back again now?
Yeah, yeah. So what I was saying is that, you know, that's rather an extreme response to a choice. But, you know, that's it's one of the problems that the humanoids have with the reptilians, is that they're very extreme in their response.
Well, they are, and but for me, I suppose it's the number one law in the universe is free will. So, does he really and truly have the right to take the whole race with him if he chooses to take that route?
So you've incarnated as a human female, which probably is that how does that fit with the authority structure of the reptilians?
Well, it's not I am, but I suppose it relates to your soul overlays, doesn't it? In that, but look, for example, I went to the Bases at the Barge conference. Do you know Miles Johnson?
I know Miles, and I love the Barge. I've been to the Barge myself a few years
very
back.
Tricky. Well, they had an event there last Sunday.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I heard about that.
And Max Spears and Sarah Adams were there. Yeah, and it was really interesting. But are you familiar with Sarah Adams' story?
I'm familiar with Casbolt, Adams, you know, the whole, I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with the these super soldiers. Wolf Spirit Radio was started, co-founded by myself and Dave Corso, who's like one of the first generation super soldiers. So we know a lot about the procedures and the mind control, yeah. And the genetics and the.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with. Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with Sarah's story.
Is she a monarch?
She was. I don't know if you saw Miles's interview with her. It was actually Bases 25, and she actually went under the name of Rachel. And she does mention her, which I won't. I'm not going to go into. Air, but she's had some probably horrific experiences with Draco reptilians. And now when she arrived at the conference and she started to talk, she clocked me, and well, she said I can see people's ET auras and their overlays. She clocked me, and she was a little bit shocked to see possibly a Draco reptilian in front of her. We had an interesting interaction, let's put it that way.
Did either of you start going? Yeah, that's what I'd do anyway.
it's certainly interesting. Is that what they actually do, JP? Is it?
I don't know.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm Nicky human being.
The thing is that I've started doing this in the last week.
Hello?
Yeah, we've got some terrible delay problems. Let me call you back. Hey, Ashley, can you call me back? Let's try that.
Right, okay.
Because, even though Nick is on the other end of the same country as me, I can't even get a decent signal here. Yes, so let's try that. Okay, all right, how about this then?
How does that sound?
Well, let's see. It always sounds good when you say, how does that sound? Then it deteriorates when you actually start speaking. So let's just get going into it. So you were there at the Bases at the Barge, and did you have other interactions with other people? Did you speak to my, what was the deal?
No, it was just really, Yeah, it was only a small, it was only 30 of us. It's a very small location.
An intimate affair.
It was limited tickets. And I was editing all the, you know, the presentations. So, and I should be going to his next conference. In August and in June, he's got Antoine Jigal, the alternative Egyptologist, as they say.
Oh, excellent.
Actually, JP, what's your ET? What's your style family?
Well, he kind of confirmed my guide's message, which said that I'm part Lyran, part Pleiadian. And he said that everybody wants to be Pleiadian, but the Pleiadian do have a dark side. And my girlfriend, who's also called Nikki, who's also a Virgo, it's just strange, you know, who also declares herself to be a dragon from Sirius D, this Pleiadian situation that happened on Maldek, there was some connection with that, and I'm yet to speak to the other guy, so I need to talk to the other guy first before I can really talk about it. But Liren, with some kind of Pleiadian thingy.
So I'm not sure their connection is with Maldek. I know Simon mentioned that it was a Palladian who nuked Mars.
No, they didn't nuke Mars. They nuked the planet, Maldek, and Mars, the atmosphere was torn off in the shockwave. That was how big a bang it was. Yeah. And that's the story that came out in this.
I see. That.
Yeah. So it's a slightly different picture. The idea was that there was a huge reptilian base in the middle of Maldek planet, and that it was a kind of kamikaze, literally a kamikaze situation, of driving a bomb into this planet by one of the Pleiadians. But I had something to do with it, and I'm not entirely sure exactly what I was to do with. But when Simon played that, when Simon and Kramer, Randy Kramer, were talking about it on Alfred's video, I got really emotional about it and really started tearing up and like, what the heck's going on? I got to speak to this guy Simon, you know. So I booked with him. So after the thing, it's like, that makes a little sense, and why I'm here and what's been going on. So he's managed to fill in a couple of gaps.
Yeah, so Maldek, is that the asteroid belt?
That it is now, yeah. Thanks to this particular operation. And, you know, understandably, lots of people are pissed off with the Pleiadians. Including the people who are from Mars. And I think my girlfriend is like part one of the people that was on Mars that was pissed off with this operation. Because she's forever cursing me, like, bloody Pleiadians, you know. Like, come here, take our women.
Well, we can't be perfect, can we?
No.
And we all think it just happened. We think all our problems are on planet Earth, for God's sakes.
Yes. Yeah, so, because people think...
I'm sure there's lots going on out there.
Various
dimensions.
Well, you know, I've been talking... I've done a few shows with Andrew Bartzis, and on these shows we've been talking about intergalactic mafia selling human DNA. And he said, he was talked about this like 3-4 years ago, right? And, okay, gross alert, people, gross alert, all right? And he was talking about they were trying to teleport babies out, teleport human DNA out of our planet by wrapping it in gold, okay, so that it could be hidden from certain detectors, right? And then a year later, an article came out saying that there were these aborted fetuses that were covered in gold leaf. That they said, oh, well, for some black magic ritual. But that was exactly what Andrew was talking about. And, you know, that's part of the intergalactic mafia human trafficking DNA trade. Yeah, so you're right. It just goes on. it's no better out there.
Very valuable trait.
Yeah, yeah. Because DNA, if you know DNA, you can get to memory.
It is actually. Well, no, I was saying. Well, certainly with gold, it's very, very high frequency. So it also protects the fetus as well. I think it, when it's being transported, it's protected, protects the, I don't know if it's a field or the bioenergy, but certainly they coat it not just for protection, but I think it's also about maintaining it, the body, a bit like embalming.
Yeah, well, it's like wrapping your chocolate in foil, isn't it? You know. But I know, it's gross. Sorry, gross alert. Anyway, I think the gross is over. But this is an example of what goes on out with our planet, you know, that is something that you wouldn't have any inkling, you know, that it's traded on some intergalactic black stock market, the futures of human louche, you know. Do you know what louche is?
Yeah.
So,
well, it's all just
You know,
louche. Well, how do you define louche?
It's the sum total of human anguish and terror and it's like there's an energy that humans emit when they're in distress, and that energy is sweet to some beings. And it's an aphrodisiac, or it's used as certain. I don't know if it's used as food, but it's kind of like cocaine. So that stuff is harvested, and so all the fear porn, brothers and sisters, if you succumb to fear porn, what you're actually doing is feeding these beings.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're so disconnected from their source aspect. That's why they need our energy to survive.
That's right.
Isn't it? That's why they need the energy, because they haven't got their own. Yeah. But it's also interesting that I think that, well, this is another gross warning.
I always have a jingle, the gross alert, gross alert.
They actually need the blood, to drink the blood and eat the flesh of humans to actually ingest the magnetic carbon within it, so it maintains their human appearance. That's what I've heard. I don't know how true that is, of course.
Yeah, this is I've heard about this, that, you know, in order to ground in the planet, because they don't really belong here, they're having to you know, eat the flesh of those who belong, almost like crawling in the skin, you know, like putting the skin on. So that you appear to taste like that which belongs, kind of thing. Yeah, naughty beings. Listen, I'm going to take a break. Do you want to? What's your favourite band? Music.
What's my favourite band? Oh my gosh!
All right.
Green Day, quite like them.
Green Day.
Most bands, not.
Okay, let's see. I think I got rid of that whole folder that had Green Day in it.
But
let's see.
Oh, so you're off for a break now, are you, Jay?
We're gonna. Oh, there we go. Green Day. What have I got? Basket Case, my favourite.
Yeah, go for that if you like.
Uh huh.
like most of their songs.
Yeah, there you go. So we're going to take a 3-minute break. If you need to visit the bathroom or wherever you go, enjoy. This is Green Day with Basket Case.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just up?
Call in to Wolf Spirit Radio in Britain on 0141 356 4141. That's 0141 356 4141. And in America, 775-773-3431. 775-773-3431. On Skype, it's Wolf Spirit Radio. Welcome to Wolf Spirit Radio.
Oh, yes. Now we're back. Okay, Nikki, are you here still? I'm trying to be with Nikki Griffiths, and the world is doing its best to stop her being heard. Anyway, are you still there?
I am still here.
Okay, well, let's stick with that then, and see how far we get. So, yeah, we've got some nice people in the chat room here, and there's 11 Light Dancing. There's lots of things going on here. Yes, indeed. So Simon's show is going to be next Sunday. It'll be the first Sunday of every month from then on. It won't be the last Sunday of every month. And it'll be at 7 o'clock UK time, which is 11 in the morning in Pacific Standard Time. That also translates all the way, you know, it's 11, 12 Mountain Time, 1 o'clock CST, 2 o'clock EST, for those of you who can't add up. So, anyway, this is, we're looking at new people coming along. So Simon's going to have his show next week. It's going to be called Connecting Consciousness, and it will be very interesting to see who comes along, because he does seem to be a nexus. He's bringing people together from many different walks of life, this is one of the parts of the plan, isn't it?
I didn't catch any of that, JP.
Holy crap, I'm doing such good stuff. All right.
I wonder if we've got outside interference, potentially.
Well, it could be. Otherwise, it could be that my bandwidth is maxed out and my neighbour's uploading pictures to eBay. selling cars and stuff. That's what people do. I will try one thing, which is my secret weapon, which is I can switch off the Wi-Fi. And that will stop things from happening that wise. That'll take me a couple of minutes. So, I'm talking with Nikki Griffiths, and Nikki, just speak your heart. if we can't communicate between each other, just speak your heart and say what comes into your mind. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking. Did you want to change the subject?
I don't mind if you want to continue it.
Okay, where were we at before the break?
Well, that's the thing. So many things, you know, I'm juggling a million things and I can never remember what's going on. That's turned the Wi-Fi off, and let's hope my neighbour's Kindle isn't downloading the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. Where should we go from here? We were talking about the way that the reptilians and the Pleiadians have been basically at war for a long time. Are you part of a kind of peacemaking genetic deal here going on?
JP, I can't hear you. Keep breaking up.
That's
it really
rubbish.
Does.
That's rubbish. Okay. Right.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't seem to use Skype anymore. I'm going to have to find a new way of connecting the SIP on the telephones. There will be ways of doing this. We're going to try a different thing tomorrow. We're going to use Google Plus. I don't know if it's going to be any better, but we're going to try using Google Plus to communicate as well as Skype and see how that goes. So you didn't hear any of... So I'm talking about being able to be on a mission which will... can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you at the moment.
Okay, so what I'm saying is your mission part of a way of being a genetic way of bringing peace?
Okay. You're going again now.
Yeah. A way of bringing peace by combining genetic lines. No?
Sorry, JP, I can't. You just keep breaking up totally.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely okay. So we're being got at. So thank you very much, guys.
Yes.
Yeah. You've had your fun. Can we have a conversation now? You know. Yeah. Yeah. We get it. We know we don't want it to happen, but you can't do anything about it. So sorry. But that's what we have to do. I have to do this as much as they have to do.
What's your mission, then, JP?
To rid the planet of negative reptilians. I don't know. unassuming, sort of not spectacular kind of guy, you know. I'm not like the warrior type, you know, don't go around pumping iron or anything like that.
Just sit in the background out the way.
I do my thing. I do what I do, right? I've been computer programmer, I've been a musician, and then I got into healing after a big bike crash where I learned how to be, you know, ill and broken, and that's what put me on the path that brings them all together. And now I learn about the esoteric rays and the understanding of how energies manifest as human form, and realize that I'm a spirit being having a human experience, but it still hurts. You know, the physical being here still does hurt, I don't know. I feel like I drive around in a beaten up old car. Like, it's the same sort of equivalent. Anyway, did you get any of that?
Hardly anything, I'm afraid.
No. And there's some kind of feedback going on in your line or something, I don't know, that's preventing Skype from saying anything. Hey, what if I speak much louder than that? How is that?
Interference going on, don't you, really? I think that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, if I speak louder like this, how's that?
Yeah.
Meh. Listen, I'll have to call you at a different time when we're not on the air, and then we'll record it and put it on the air. I'm sure we'll have very interesting things to do.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm only catching, say, the last two words of your conversation. You know, so I'm not catching what you're saying.
Yeah, the same thing happens to you, by the way. So, you know, you'll be talking and then, so I don't know what they're doing. It's a pain. You're being a pain in the arse, boys.
They are being a pain. But yeah. Just mind your own business and get on with it. You know? Don't get a real job.
Well, give up your job. Go and grow some vegetables and plant some chickens, you know.
Why, huh? Yes. R resonate. So, yeah, so, well, anyway, it's lovely to connect with you, and I presume you'll be calling into Simon's show as much as we can, as much as you can as well. I know, he's going to be inundated. He's going to need his own radio station, I tell you.
Promise, because it's tune in your radio show, because I just can't hear you.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Nikki, we'll speak again. God bless
you. Yeah, we will have to try again another time.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
All
right. Ready to speak to you anyway.
Indeed. God bless you. Okay. Good night.
Yeah, thanks, NJ. Bye. Bye.
Well, there you go. So we'll try and do something about this. But in the meantime, you can call in on these numbers.
Wolfsburg Radio in Britain on 0141 356 4141. That's 0141. 356-4141, and in America, 775-773-3431, 775-773-3431. On Skype, it's Wolf Spirit Radio. Welcome to Wolf Spirit Radio.
Hell yeah, Wolf Spirit Radio. Okay, yeah. Well, anyway, maybe when she can hear the broadcast archive and hear actually what I said, talking about, I'm sure you all enjoyed it. I hope you all enjoyed it. Is anybody wants to talk about pyramids? Man, I'm an expert. I'll tell you. I built pyramids for the best. They're quite interesting technologies. I'll just go over the story again. So, basically what you do is you take, 7 pyramids, as I said, and you, and then you have 9. So you put the 2 at the side, and, you curve it round using the piano wire, and you tension it all up. And you stand this up, you make a little kind of stand for it, and you stand this up, and you place 4 of these around the pyramid, around the big pyramid. And essentially, it was for my teacher to battle with demons in the Glastonbury area, and this thing would basically put him in a very positive frame of mind. Because what demons do is they make you feel terrible about yourself, and that's how they can hook into you, and they show you all your darkest truths and, the stuff you want to be embarrassed about and stuff. So, well, that's right. Yes. Okay. Well, there's another phone call. Let's see.
Basically, what you do is you take 7 pyramids.
Yes, and then you turn your radio down. Hello. Who's that?
Hello. Sorry. First few times I tried, I couldn't get through. Yes.
Oh, hello, how are you? What's your name?
This is Light Dancing.
Light Dancing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're in the chat room. There you are.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this is my first time on your show.
Hello, how are you, Light Dancing?
I thought I'd call you because I'm using Google Voice and we'd test it out, see how it works.
Excellent.
I'm calling from Arizona, USA.
Marvelous. It's coming in loud and clear. How am I coming across? Huh.
Thank you for bringing Simon Parks into the picture. It's actually how I found your spot today was from his website, the link on there.
Excellent. So, so what's your story? Where does he, has he given you a reading yet?
Yes.
Would you like to share some of your story with us?
Oh, well, I don't know. It sounded like it was breaking up a little bit there, so just let me know if that happens, and we'll just continue. I've been into the paranormal and metaphysics since I was 20. One of the reasons that I wanted to connect with Simon with a consultation, because I get these pinprick nosebleeds on a regular basis, and I know they're messing with my etheric body, and it's affecting my physical health. But within minutes or hours of when I got my be with Simon 7 weeks from now on Skype, the nosebleed spots, you know, when I blow my nose every morning, have been for me. So I think the negative entities that have been messing with me got scared off when they realized Simon was going to help me.
Well, that's good. That's good, because basically, you know, it's like a kind of mopping up operation, and he is helping to shine the light on things.
I like to use the analogy of a large mansion that's been deteriorating over time, and it's getting to the point where it needs to be demolished, and then the next step is to haul the demolition debris away, and then to rebuild. And 2012 was the point, I believe, where the city council decided it needed to be 2 years ahead. I believe they'll be hauling that away, and we will begin the rebuilding of a better civilization. No small part thanks to people like Simon.
Good. Yeah, you're starting to break up now. Everybody's breaking up. Well, we're all breaking up. Breaking up is hard to do.
Okay, well, I'll end off. I'll end off, but I just want to say thank you so much for making a radio spot for Simon.
Thank you very much. And I'd like you to feel at home in the chat room. And we're all very friendly. And we've been waiting for the event. If people are interested in what's been going on in Wolf Spirit Radio, you can subscribe to our archives by going to the main site, wolfspiritradio.com. And then you can, it's only $5 a month, and you can download as much as you like of all the information that we've had. And we've got a lot about super soldiers, from personal first-hand experience, hollow earth, black science, you know, black operation science, anti-gravity,
right.
Loads of stuff. Nazis and the bell, that's my favorite.
Well, I certainly check it out. I'm going to be getting my first, sounds like construction going on there. Thank you. And I'll listen to the show.
Thank you very much, Light.
Bye-bye.
Lovely to hear you. Well, there you go. So, as I said, I hope everybody's getting the things. Yes, indeed. It's not with Skype. It's interesting. Skype has been deteriorating. We started out, Skype was used to be brilliant. It used to be able to connect to everybody. What they do with software is they make it deteriorate. All these upgrades, you know, we're improving your experience. Yes, we are. We're making your experience much more long-winded and difficult and slow and sluggish, and you have to buy a new computer to make this new version work. You know, what's wrong with the old one? Why can't, you know, why do, it's been a bugbear of mine ever since I started with computers, and it was longer than anybody on this planet has, is that they make them to fall apart. They make them not to last, you know. Whereas a Model T Ford, you know, still survives 100 years later. Hemp cars would last even longer. Yeah, it's been breaking up. It's breaking up is hard to do. Maybe we get some Neil Sedaka here. Anyway, I wonder if anybody else would dare to call me. Well, it's very nice that you're all coming into the chat room here. As I said, I've got a new chat room
that I'm experimenting with. I've just built it, and I've got, it's all HTML5. It's really groovy. What that means is that it doesn't have the shockwave flash, which is what made it go, made everything crash. Flash rhymes with crash. Another thing, flash improves your customer experience. No, it doesn't. It makes things worse. Every time you get an upgrade of flash, it performs worse. It crashes faster. Ha. I didn't mean to start a rant like that, but the planet is expanding, and what can you do? So, maybe I should get breaking up. It's hard to do. Let me just let that. Sedaka breaking. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I'm going to play. There we go. Some Neil Sedaka people. Here we go.
Do 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 down, do be do down down. Comma comma down, do be do down down. Comma comma down, do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. Cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give our love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. Cause breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give our love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. Cause breaking up is hard to do. Down, do-be-do, down, down. Comma, comma, down, do-be-do, down, down. Comma, comma, down, do-be-do, down.
Call in to Wolf Spirit Radio in Britain on 0141 356 4141. That's 0141 356 4141. And in America, 775 773 3431. 775 773 3431. On Skype, it's Wolf Spirit Radio. Welcome to Wolf Spirit Radio.
So I'm going to have to do something about this interruption on the telephone communication systems, because they're all right for a while, and then suddenly they all go haywire, and what the heck's going on there? And so I might have to, like, disconnect my modem every half an hour to keep changing the IP so I don't get, yeah, that sort of thing. I suppose I could do that. I'll do that in a minute. Anyway, so there was some Neil Sedaka for you, just to add a little bit of lightness into the situation, because it's hard to do breaking up. And, you know, when your signal breaks up, you can't do anything about it, so you make lemonade. Or, yeah.
Pineapple. All right, here's the thing. Apparently, there's an internet thing. All right, you can take the centerpiece of the pineapple and you boil it up and it makes a lemonade. I have to tell you, brothers and sisters, I tried that. You know what? You boil up and you get a liquid that kind of vaguely tastes of pineapple. Just vaguely. It's like water with a sort of vague, not very sweet pineapple flavour. That's what you get when you boil up the middle of a pineapple. I don't know. I think you have to have a little more juice in it than that. But maybe you could juice it up and extract something out of it. But it's just kind of a hard, knotty thing. But there you go. So... Yeah, that's good. It's excellent that Flash hasn't been crashing, that the chat room is running, and it looks like we've managed to get over the dark shadow of Flash Crash by avoiding it completely. Good old HTML5. So, yeah, there we go. What we are looking for. It's very nice. Hello. There we go. That's lovely. Diamond magnets. There we go. Yes. Yeah, I think, if you have pieces of, crystal or shungite that are programmed to cleanse your stuff, you will find people moving in and out of your aura. Because, you know, we always have a zodiac. And we spiral up the zodiac as we evolve. That's the thing, you know. So we may incarnate as a Pisces, and then we go through one level of Piscean, and then we go into the next level of Aries, and we start over again on the next cycle. And we're all at a different part, you know, and we go from one to the other. Some people say that the the place between where someone is born and where somebody dies is the kind of how they've evolved during that life. You know, how many days, how many degrees. And I suppose that's the thing, you know, the number of degrees. You know, it's not about the degrees that you get at college, it's the degrees around the zodiac that you've managed to evolve yourself so that you incarnate next time on a slightly higher evolved position. Oh yes, the chat is behaving well. Nobody's crashed yet. Let's see what happens when Norm Freedom comes on, because normally Norm is like 15 minutes in and he's coming, he disappears and he's back and he's like, alright, so this is very good. I'm very pleased with it, and I found a nice player as well. I mean, he's got like a little wolf spirit thing. Over the next few days I'll add more listen options. We've got various streams that everybody's going over to these high quality streams these days, so what I'm going to do is to run high quality streams for certain things, like when we relay. Because, right, okay, so everybody else, right, Awake Radio and Revolution Radio are now going over to 128K stereo, and we're 32K mono. And it's a big difference in bandwidth in terms of, like, how much I'm able to squeeze up the line to get to you. So I might have some jiggery pokery, some clever things on the internet, so I can squeeze up to them, up to the line in my little thing, and then it expands it into the much bigger thing broadcast later on, like a daisy chain that it kind of gets bigger. That means that I'll be able to broadcast my normal way. But also, see what's happening. We'll be able to when we play music on, for instance, Strange Universe. It'll come over in stereo, and actually listening to the test broadcast the other day, the one that's got my voice on it when I'm saying, yeah, this is Strange Universe, it's great stereo. It's like the whole thing lights up, you know, like kind of a big big sound. Very good, very big, very, very good sound. So yeah, I was just going to quickly check on Facebook, because I was trying to save bandwidth earlier and I closed it down, see if anybody's putting any messages there. I've had fun with Photoshop. Because I looked at my photo that my son took, and I look really serious, right? And I got this long beard, and I look very serious. And the other day, I saw a picture of a lion. I thought, that looks familiar. What is that? What is that look? What is that regard? It had a particular regard. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. I wonder if I match the eyes, whether that would match anything. It just matches the broadness of my nose. The little tuft of beard that I have under my chin, that a lion has under his chin, is exactly the same. And there are lines, and so basically I faded this picture of a lion on the top of my face, and it's quite incredible. I don't know. This is so you, says Michelle. Thank you very much. You should be fine. We'll work on it, Colleen, on the whole 1-to-8K stereo. Ah, is that you? One light dancing. Look at you. There we go. Anyway, thank you for calling in, Nikki, and also to Light Dancing. We hope to have some very good, informative, entertaining, enlightening, uplifting, healing, deprogramming experiences for you as you listen to Wolf Spirit Radio. We'll be more than Simon Parks and the totality of everybody together is going to be quite something. I'm still looking for producers. If you're able to operate a mixing desk and you're not fazed by electronics, well, not electronics really, it's just stuff, you know, sound equipment, microphones, things like that. You're not fazed by it, or if indeed you're a home recording musician, you're exactly the sort of person that we want to connect with, because that's what it is. You see, I'm a home recording musician, and I've got the equipment that enables me to run a radio station, because that's, you know, it's exactly the same stuff: two computers and a mixing desk. So, if anybody's got one of those, do get in touch with me. And obviously I'm JP at wolfspiritradio.com. That's easy enough for me, easy enough to find me. And you know, JP, the letters J, the letter P, up and low in lowercase. Yeah, there we go. So yeah, I was playing around with the Photoshop, and I faded this lion on top of my face. Anyway, there we go. Yeah, the changes we're talking about it's a kind of technical thing, but it basically is the quality of the sound of the broadcast will be enhanced in some time to come. We have the capacity, we have a high quality line, and so I'll be making use of several different technologies that will give us different some people can't listen on a high quality line, you know. They may be listening on a modem, for instance. Some people actually listen to things on modem still, not many, but some. And also the archive has limited space, so we try to keep the archives to about 25k. That also means 25 megs, which also means we can easily render them into YouTubes using web technologies if we need to, which we can, and I have done some of them. And if anybody wishes to see or listen to, it's really just a picture. It's just a picture with the MP3 podcast. That's on my channel is Studio 9 Jam on YouTube. That's Studio 9 Jam. As I said, I was a musician, and I recorded things, and I still record things. I haven't recorded a person for a long time, but I'll just pull out my headphones.
I haven't recorded anybody much apart from myself doing voiceovers. And indeed, yeah, if you need a voiceover done, just get in touch. If you want to have a consultation, I can speak to your soul group and help you to link in with your higher dimensional aspects, your soul aspect, your monad aspect. Those are your higher dimensional beings, beingnesses. We were talking earlier on about, you know, you do the meditations and we do the meditations and we want to be in a way in that space all the time. And one of the reasons that, you know, that you it's hard to do that, because it's like being three people who have to occupy the same, who have to sit in the same chair in order to communicate. We all have to be in a concurrent space, there must be a way to work that brings you from the highest aspect. And so when the highest aspect wants to move, it brings your soul and your physical body with it. And so you are driven as if your highest dimensional self was your avatar driver. And that's, I think, the aim. And then you're constantly in touch. And in fact, you are one with the angel of your presence. That's exactly what it means. Your higher dimensional self is your angel. And I call it the monad. And it's the eye behind the eye behind the eye. The highest self that is the... essentially, it's the source expressing itself as you. And by meditating, when you're meditating, you're giving that being the opportunity to sit in the same space as you, because you're always moving around, zip zap zip zap zip zap, and you got to sit still for a while for this thing to kind of catch up. It's like a slow motion video echo, you know. As you move around, you know, you kind of lose it a bit, what you have to do is you have to allow yourself to be danced through. There we go, Studio 9, Jeffet, thank you very much, Light. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm looking at Light Dots and comments in the chat room. Yeah, and it's lovely. We, here at Wolf Spirit Radio, we've been through a bit of a renaissance, because we lost Dave Corso, who passed away last year. He came back. You know, we have mediums and psychics on the show, and he spoke through them, and it was very exciting. But now we've kind of, you know, I have kind of gotten the hang of the boat. It's a bit, you know, it really feels like a boat, or some sort of ship. Maybe it's a spaceship. Maybe it hasn't taken off yet, but it feels like we've been in dry dock. And we're refitting, and so I've refitted the listening space so that people go to the chat room and they have a wonderful experience. I may change the colours in due course or something like that. Vertwell, yes. I may change the colours or get Michelle to do some of her decent design. Michelle Caruso made the... you see, if you're looking at the Wolf Spirit Listen page, you'll see it. It's the lovely thing that says Wolf Spirit Media Network, get ready to learn the truth. Great little bit of artwork that she, you know, she almost painted each star on different layers so that, you know, they look further away and stuff. It was a real three-dimensional... multi-dimensional picture there, essentially, you know, it's you know, the wolves howl together. That's how they communicate. They howl on a frequency. There's the frequency. There we go. Let's have a quick howl here. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. You know, again, when we're talking about sample quality, that's the worst possible sample quality you can imagine. It's got these all these artifacts and squeaks and pops on it. I'm going to get some nice new ones, some nice clean ones. I got some great jingles. Yeah, I got this one. I don't know why, but that one makes me feel good. It makes me feel like all the cares of the day have lifted off. You know, we've just gone somewhere else to another magical land where everything is pink and rainbows and unicorns and all that stuff. And oh, and everyone's just nice to each other and nobody's cruel and nobody's mean and nobody tortures. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, so we will be, you know, experimenting with some extra relaying situations, and who knows what's going to happen next. But our Orion system seems to be working quite happily now, so I might bring in the Orion system, which is it's an alternative channel to the standard one that we're using for the streaming. So we've been testing it for a while. It's been our sandbox, and I think it's time for it to grow up and be the mainstream. And because it's got so many more facilities, it's got an auto DJ and all sorts of good stuff. So, where to next? Where are we? Quarter to. So in about 15 minutes, we have Frank Jordan and the Earthmind Think Tank Group. What goes on in that space is an amalgamation of the morphic field, the knowledge wisdom field, the healing field, the soul field of our listeners and of the think tank group who are on the other side of the phone call, that are able to focus that energy on a soul healing, or we also run the Book of the Dead. Which is, you know, if anybody's passed over that you know, we run the Book of the Dead for them, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, which allows somebody to pass through the net and onto their source and all of that stuff. This is yes, to the spotlight. Oh yeah, this is everybody's favourite. Oh no, oh, God, oh, see, I can't have the chat. No, let's move the chat room over there. I have two screens, and when I have the chat room on, I can't do the jingles. There's the jingle. Here's everybody's favorite jingle.
Fascinating.
There we go. And I've actually, this is my new one. Yeah. Haven't had the chance to use that one yet. What else have I got? And announcing breaking news. Important things are happening nowhere. And over to Brian with the weather. So, yeah. Got nothing to say. Anyway, listen, it's been, it's the, you know, Cindy's been talking about it. The energies have been totally incredible. People I know, there's two people I know who've got the most awful pain. They're in the most pain. Their faces are all swollen up because of old crowns that have been dislodged or gone septic or something like that in their teeth. I myself have all my injuries that I got in a bike crash 29 years ago. Every injury has come back with a vengeance, and I'm kind of crawling around the house in pain. Nothing anybody can do about it. It just seems that everybody's going through some sort of purgatory situation that is kind of like it's like a reminder of why we went through that process, just probably to kind of top us up on the lessons that we've learned during that process of how we've gained more compassion for other people. For instance, I was a young man, I was 24, and I was in such a condition that I wasn't able to walk or
I wasn't able to lift a cup of water if the plastic cup, right? You know, a lighter plastic cup. Even lighter than the polystyrene, the plastic ones, yeah, the hard ones. And I couldn't lift the cup if it had water in it. That's how weak I was when I first woke up. And so, breaking news and breaking glass, by David Bowie. Yeah, I was thinking about David Bowie. He's good making good theme tunes. He's good for making theme tunes. Oh man, I lost the thought. Yep, I lost that thought. That will come back to me. Nothing. Oh yeah. So yes, we all howl together. I did have a good thought. If anybody can remember what I was thinking about and post it in the chat room, I'll come back to it, because it was a good thought. But I'm reminded that, you know, we have 4 or 5 years of some intense interviews with some people who have been in black operations that are now currently in black operations and are unavailable for comment. Yet they're here in our archives. We have people talking about directly being involved in Area 51 and the Hollow Earth. People talking about the experience of being the ET that crashed in Roswell, escaped and died in the desert a month later. Their reincarnation. We've got interviews with super soldiers Aaron McCollum, Duncan O'Finian, and of course our own Dave Corso. We have Max Spears. I think Evolution had some interviews with Max and Sarah. This is what Nikki was talking about earlier on. So we've got a vast library, and you know, it just costs $5 a month, and you can download as much as you like. And you can, you know, join for a month if you like, and or make a donation, and you know, enjoy. We've spent a lot of time. We've put all of our free time into this. I don't have free time. I have free time away from this thing that I do in my free time. yeah, it's almost insane. So, in a few moments, we'll be connecting in with the Earthmind think tank group with Frank Jordan, and as I said, they direct the morphological field of the listenership and the think tank to effects healings in groups and people. That breaking news thing broke my chain of reactions there. Yeah. So, yeah, interesting. So there's plenty of new topic material that is coming in, and after this kind of regeneration, reconditioning process, Wolf Spirit Radio will be expanding into perhaps even Wolf Spirit Media Network. Tomorrow I'm going to be experimenting with Google Plus, and we'll be connecting in on Revolution Radio in high quality stereo. Yeah, let me see. In high quality stereo. So, Stuart Swerdlow talking about a baby dragon, indeed, yes. We've got many episodes of conversation with Stuart Swerdlow. So we'll have a vast collection of conversations with Simon Parks and many other people. I'd like to get Randy Kramer on and get him to talk about his angle. Many other people. We've got lots of new threads and thoughts and wonderful new people coming in. So that's great. It's been a while, but it's a sort of time that we've been waiting for, in some ways, for us to kind of
relaunch. Because as I was saying before, you know, it's been a bit of a shock when Dave left us. It was just like it happened too quickly. I had to cope with it and Dave was a security, you know, he's deeply into security. Everything was behind three monkey puzzles, you know, Chinese puzzles of how to get into the website. And I had to, you know, spend weeks, months breaking through the ciphers and, you know, decoding it and getting into it to make it work and to take it over now. Yes, Colleen corrects. That's good. We also make the archives available. So for a week, basically what happens is we record a show, and perhaps a few hours later, after the batch of shows has been run, we can spare the bandwidth, we upload the archives to our current archive spot, and you can go to wolfspiritradio.com and click on archives and current archives. It's at the bottom there, and you can, for free, you can download the latest archive for the week. After a week, it disappears behind the subscription firewall, as we call it, and thence on you can support. But even if you don't get the subscription and you enjoy the current downloads, or you listen live, you are very welcome to come and donate things to our cause. Basically, you know, it pays for the stream server, it pays for the archive server, and for the Skype connections, and we don't get paid anything for this. We put all of our spare time into it. It's almost crazy, but this is why we do it. You know, it's our mission. This is you know, what our mission, what it feels like right now to be doing, and it feels right, and it feels right to consciously connect people of a higher consciousness together. Or not necessarily of a higher consciousness, of a similar consciousness together. So that essentially soul groups can reorganize. You know, we've been separated into our personalities. Our egos separate us. And we need to reconnect with our soul group. Once we do, we feel at home. Like she was saying, you know, your planetary soul group as well as your ray soul group. So we learn to recognize each other as cousins. Well, that's about it from me for this evening, and there's the outro and there's the stop recording. So I'm going to hand over to Frank Jordan in a few moments, and we'll be running the Earth Mind Think Tank group. So thank you very much. This has been Ever Beyond. Good night, everybody.